Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Benicia called Shelley, much to her relief, but related incidents of abuse of Venezuelan women, including rape and murder. Shelley offered to try and get help for them from organizations. Unique told Divine she was experiencing pregnancy symptoms, and later she did the test in the presence of Kevin, and both were elated at the result. As we return, Kevin is waking Unique.
Unique, wake up, wake up. This is the day, girl.
Oh gosh, we're going maternity clinic today.
Because we're having a baby.
Yes! Kevin, like it is sinking yet for me.
Well, ask me if it's sinking for me. I can't, mommy. And like she can't catch herself up to now.
Granny just crying, praying, laughing all in one.
Daddy too. I mean, he couldn't fully express himself. But, you know.
All mommy did was cry and cry. And daddy was happy to know he can be a grandfather.
This baby is just a tiny thing right now, and is already so loved.
Yes.
Come bring the belly, let daddy kiss her baby. Good morning in there. Daddy loves you so much. I can't wait to meet you.
All right. I want to be at clinic early.
Yes, I tell them at work I take in 3 days.
3 days, Kevin?
Yeah, this is more important.
Oh, baby, I feel like I'm still dreaming.
No, baby, this is real. We're having a baby.
Benicia? Me like how you singing this morning. You all right, hon?
No, Shelley.
What happened?
It's mi hermana.
What happened to your sister?
We can't find her.
What is this?
Her phone is off and nobody see her.
So wait. What about the unidentified Venezuelan woman? There's not she.
No. They already found out who she is.
And was who?
A young girl named Daniela.
Oh no.
The family identified her.
So they know who killed she?
She was raped more than one, but nobody's saying it's who because she's a Venezuelan.
Oh gosh, man. Is bear slackness going on up there, or the police not investigating?
Shelly, if you hear how police treat some of us Venezuelans, you will cry.
Oh man, they're supposed to be helping y'all. How they can sit down in this country knowing that Venezuelan women are being raped, murdered, and beaten by men and not do anything about it?
I think the man my sister lives with has something to do with her being missing.
He is a Guyanese?
Si.
Why these men don't just leave these Venezuelan women alone if they know they ain't gonna treat them right?
He's been beating her.
You mean if you tell me, is all these Guyanese men who deal with Venezuelan women just beat them?
Not all, but you know, I would say most.
They really need to get a hold of themselves. They feel that they need to prove themselves as a man, and they not only want to control the women, but to beat them too. No thought for how they're damaging these women psychologically and physically.
It's harsh, Shelly.
No thought for the children, how it's affecting them.
Since my sister living with this man, the way he treats her is affecting her children too. They tell me, Tia, no le gustamos. Auntie, he doesn't like us.
How old is these children?
8 and 9.
How this cycle of violence gone down, eh? These men don't care that the children watching them. They don't care about the boys growing up and being just like them or worse.
Some of them would want that, I think.
Well, how are we supposed to survive with all these toxic men?
It's hard, Shelly.
Oh, gosh.
So now my sister is gone and nobody knows where she is.
Y'all got any suspicions as to what might have happened to she?
Well, the man she lives with, we think, might have trafficked her.
What? Forced into sex work?
I'm serious. Shelly, she's not the only one. There are plenty others who are trafficked.
What madness is this?
Mostly girls as young as 16 and 17.
Teenagers?
It is happening a lot here. Women are being trafficked and forced into prostitution, and because of many of them cannot speak the language, they are being taken advantage of even more.
Oh my God. Benicia, Ali telling me he make a just one cry.
I cry almost every day because of the suffering me and other Venezuelans are going through here in this country.
What are you telling me? What do you mean by you? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm okay. I mean, when I see what other people are going through, it makes me sad. So many of us are being beaten.
Physical, sexual, and psychological violence.
Yes. And sometimes when we get forced into prostitution, the men take our money. Or sometimes people want us to work long hours, and they give us low pay.
Wow.
And all the harassment we deal with is too much.
When you see, look, I ain't gonna sit down and not do anything to help you and your family. I can start contacting some people I know in the region.
Oh, Shelly, I'll be so grateful for any help we can get.
Ah, girl, how I could just hug you right now.
Gracias.
Something got to be done about this, and fast. The authorities really need to look into this. Venezuelans are people just like Guyanese.
See?
Listen, call me if you get any update on your sister.
I will do. I just hope that when we find her, she is alive.
This is so, so shocking.
We know if they kill us, we get no justice.
No, man. Guyana got to do better than this. This has to stop.
So, Mr. and Mistress Burr.
Just call me Kevin, a unique doctor.
Yes.
Okay, well, unique, it has been confirmed that you're pregnant.
Yes!
You're 7 weeks
along.
Oh
my God. So, doctor, the mean, torture 3 more weeks to go.
Average. I can see you're both excited.
Yes, we are.
We waited so long for our baby.
Well, now you must do everything in your power to protect this baby. Unique, Because you're HIV positive, there's prevention of mother-to-child transmission.
So, what we gotta do, doctor?
Just tell me and we can do it.
Okay. Unique, you will continue to take your medication.
Of course.
Doctor, does she have to take any additional medicine besides her regular antiretroviral therapy?
No other medication. The only other thing I want you to do is to make sure you take your prenatal vitamins every day.
Okay.
Nice.
And I want you to make sure you have a balanced diet with this pregnancy. For many women, pregnancy comes with a lot of cravings. But Unique, despite whatever you're craving, I want you to make sure you get your fruits, your vegetables, protein. Make sure you drink a lot of water. We want this pregnancy to be as healthy as possible.
I will do whatever I need to do.
Good.
So, doctor, what's going to happen when she's ready to give birth?
Well, once she continues to take her medication and her viral load is undetectable when she's ready to give birth, she can have a normal delivery.
Okay, wow.
And what if my viral load is not suppressed?
Well, if your viral load is above 1,000 copies when you're ready to give birth, you will have to have a cesarean.
Oh gosh, I can do everything I can to make my baby natural. I frighten C-section bad.
At the end of the day, we do whatever is necessary to make sure baby comes into the world safely and healthy.
Okay.
To besides, with the cesarean, even though the recovery is slower, you will recover. I like to tell my C-section mommies to think about the little scar that might be left where the incision was as your little love tattoo to your baby.
I like that one, doctor.
That's sweet, but I still will do everything that is necessary to make sure my baby born natural.
So when she has the baby and her viral load is suppressed, will she be able to breastfeed?
No, we don't advise it.
Okay, okay.
You will be given a breast milk substitute.
I wish I could breastfeed my baby. But you know what? I'm grateful for what I do have. At one point, I couldn't even imagine myself having children when I was living with HIV. But look at me now, 7 weeks pregnant. I am just happy for the blessings I have.
I am happy that is the attitude you have.
And I intend to enjoy every minute of this pregnancy, doctor.
As you should.
Thanks for everything, doctor. We can't wait to have our baby.
Granny?
Yes, Nate. What did Dr. Teddy ask today?
She said that your great grand will be here in February of 2024.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Granny, I still can't believe this is happening. It's like every minute I got to pinch myself.
Unique. You know how much prayer I pray for you and Kevin? And Mark was saying there's a baby girl.
What? How you know this, Granny?
It's a month ago since I dreamed you smiling and happy with a bouncing baby girl.
And you didn't tell me nothing, Granny?
I was waiting for you and Kevin to call me and tell me the good news.
Well, yes.
Beautiful little baby girl we can have.
I can't wait, Granny.
Everything will go well with this pregnancy. You will have no complications. Baby got born perfectly fine. I don't see it for you, my granddaughter.
Thank you so much, Granny. The amazing thing about this time we're living in is that HIV-positive women like me can safely have their babies, and their babies can be born healthy. I am so grateful and happy.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
La tuberculosis es la infección más común en personas viviendo con el VIH, pero no necesariamente tiene que estar infectado. Si estás viviendo con VIH, habla con tu administrador de cuidados y tratamientos hoy sobre la posibilidad de empezar a tomar el tratamiento en contra de la tuberculosis. Recuerda que los síntomas de la tuberculosis incluyen tos, pérdida de peso, pérdida de apetito y sudores nocturnos. Con el tratamiento, las personas que viven con VIH pueden vencer la tuberculosis y vivir una vida libre y productiva.
Este es un mensaje del Ministerio de Salud y del Programa Nacional de Tuberculosis con el apoyo del Fondo Mundial.